The cathedral is being plowed at the orders of President Calles.
In 1926, the newly elected president of Mexico banned religious activities with special focus on the country's most widespread faith, Roman Catholicism.
Padre, the federal soldiers are coming. You must hide.
Hide? Would I hide from God?
Please, Father.
Who are you if you don't stand up for what you believe?
As soldiers shut churches and arrested priests, opposition to the government's policies grew into a nationwide revolt. The leaders turned to a retired war hero, General Ernesto Gorostieta, to make their ragtag band into an army.
I doubt he's sympathetic to our cause. I don't even think he's Catholic.
We are not hiring him to pray. He's a great man, capable of doing great things.
Andy Garcia stars as General Gorostieta, and like the character, he says the cause went beyond individual beliefs.
You don't have to be a man of faith, or a Catholic for that matter, to be in this movie, nor do you have to be one to go see the movie. The character is a historical, heroic character, really, in terms of the film, you know, and to be called upon to play him is a great privilege, and you want to honor him. He deserves to be recognized for what he committed to.
We are going to send a message to Caius and to the rest of the world. Freedom is our lives. And we will defend it or die trying. You must remember that men will fire bullets, but God decides where they land. Que viva Cristo Rey!
Garcia was born in Cuba, and he was 5 years old when his family immigrated to Florida to escape Castro's rule. He says that history gives him insight into what motivated the Cristeros rebels in Mexico.
There are certain parallels to this movie to my own life, obviously, because, you know, I come from a country where religious freedom for many years was completely taken away. And, I mean, the church is in Cuba now, and they're kind of peeked their head in there. But for many years, it wasn't, you know, allowed at all. So it's an easy cause for me to champion because, to me, it's more about absolute freedom of the human being.
For Greater Glory was filmed in Mexico at many of the locations where the actual events took place, but where, until recently, they were not included in history books or even taught in schools. The international cast includes Oscar winner Peter O'Toole, along with a who's who of Latino actors, from Mexican Eduardo Verastegui and Chilean Santiago Cabrera to Panama's Ruben Blades and American Eva Longoria. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.